Donovan. Between 2019 and 2024, 30 women and girls were killed by men in the north. Now the PSNI say they're updating their plan to tackle violence against women. Chelsea Hamilton from Belfast suffered 3 years of coercive control and physical abuse from her partner. The 32-year-old was attacked with a knife and a crossbow. She waived her right to anonymity to urge others affected to contact the police.
It started off really small, you know, silly wee things. He would get angry over the smallest, you know, the smallest wee details. But as it got further into it, the control aspect was done in such a way that I didn't see what was happening. So, for example, if I went to work, he would text me and say he was going to kill himself and then turn his phone off so that I couldn't relax and work. And it got so bad to the point where I couldn't work anymore. I had given up. I was just ready. I was waiting to die, essentially. The violence sort of increased in the last year. It would have been like punches, headbutts, kicks. He was actually an MMA fighter. He was quite well trained, so he knew exactly where to land punches and kicks that they hurt the most and showed the least. He would also ignore me, and I know it doesn't sound like anything, but when you're living in the house with someone and they're completely ignoring your existence, chips away at you mentally. You know, you feel like you're completely worthless. This man would completely ignore. He walked into your room, I would speak to him, and he would act as if I wasn't there. And that really degrades you. He would then get nasty and he would chip away at my appearance and small things like that. He would bring up things that had happened to me in the past and say I deserved them. You know, all these kind of things. If they're fed into you over such a long period of time, you begin to believe them.
She also described what happened when she did try to leave.
I did try to leave, and as I was walking down the stairs, he came from behind me and got me in a rear naked choke. So his arm came right round my throat. He dragged me to the ground, but wouldn't let me lie down. So I was suspended off the ground by my throat. And the more I screamed, the angrier he got. And he was just in my ear saying, "Shut up, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Stop screaming."
Chelsea's ex-partner was sentenced in 2023 to 6.5 years in prison for various offences. Another woman, who we'll call Jane, was a victim of stalking. She's also speaking out to urge others to report this kind of abuse.
A man that I had never spoke to became fixated on me through a band that I was in. So he started messaging me on social media platforms like Facebook. So he was telling me that he had went through my whole pictures and he thought that this was helping him go through hard times in his own life. So he then started texting me and I blocked him immediately because I was like, I don't want anything to do with this man. So after that, he started contacting me on WhatsApp, normal text messages, contacting friends, family, and whenever he was told to stop, it just wasn't enough. So I didn't know you could contact the police for somebody texting you all the time. It got to the point that he started coming to my place of work. He was hanging about outside my mum's house. At that stage, knew what I drove. He knew the times I finished work. He was there whenever I was going to visit my mum. He'd walked up and down past her house. It got to the stage, I hated walking my dog alone. I wouldn't meet friends. I stopped going to my mum's house, full stop.
That was Jane. I asked Detective Chief Superintendent Anthony McNally of the PSNI why they had decided to relaunch and refocus their plan to tackle violence against women and girls.
Well, we've decided to do so because when we launched our action plan initially 2 years ago today, we did say that it would be a 7-year action plan, but that we would review it after 2 years. And that's for a number of reasons. Firstly, we want to be clear that we're a learning organisation. We know that things change as time progresses. So it was appropriate that we put a marker down that we would review it after 2 years so we could change as needed to. But also what's really important for us in Northern Ireland is in relation to the fact that government didn't have a violence against women and girls strategy. The police were the first to launch our action plan. But now also we're very delighted to see that there is a governmental action plan. So again, it was important that we ensured that we are aligned as closely to that as possible. And together we're working in partnership to tackle violence against women and girls.
How then will your approach to violence against women and girls change?
Our approach won't change significantly. That's probably the first thing to say. And I think that's for good reason in relation to the fact that we have had significant success over the first 2 years. We have seen an introduction of new legislation that allows us to better tackle perpetrators of violence against women and girls. And for example, our new domestic abuse legislation, we have arrested over 2,000 perpetrators since our action plan went live. Our new non-fatal strangulation legislation, we've arrested over 1,000 perpetrators. And our new stalking legislation, we've arrested over 300. So that's over 2,300 perpetrators that we've tackled. And we will continue to do that. We'll continue to use that new legislation to ensure that we do our absolute best to relentlessly pursue perpetrators. But probably a key focus for me and for us is that, as I say, what we have definitely recognised over our 2 years is that this cannot be tackled by policing alone. We cannot arrest our way out of violence against women and girls. It requires a partnership approach, but it also requires a societal approach. Everyone has a role to play, whether they witness misogynistic behaviour, whether they see criminality happen. It's so important that everyone understands their role, and that is about identifying when violence against women and girls happens, report it to the appropriate agency, the police or whoever that may be, to ensure that collectively we end violence against women and girls across our shores.
There are many reasons why women can be reluctant to come forward and make a complaint. How can you convince women that they will be listened to?
Certainly, I believe the evidence base stacks up to show that they will be believed by those over 3,200 arrests. Just using that new legislation alone that I've mentioned that has been introduced over the past number of years, certainly what I'm seeing in terms of working with our partners such as Women's Aid is that there is an increased confidence for women and girls to come forward. And what I can absolutely do is reassure your listeners and the wider public today that we are committed to ensure we support, we believe those who are victims of violence against women and girls, encourage them to come forward, and we have evidence through the criminal justice processes. We will relentlessly pursue their perpetrator, and we will do all we can in our power to keep them safe.
30 women and girls killed by men between 2019 and 2024. Those figures suggest, don't they, that violence against women and girls, that it's a very significant problem.
It is a huge problem for society, and that is why we have taken the approach of having a dedicated action plan to tackle violence against women and girls. And indeed, as part of our refreshed action plan, we've made it really clear that we will now be putting violence against women and girls on a par with how serious we treat serious and organised crime and indeed terrorism. That's how serious we take it. Any murder of a woman at the hands of a man on these shores, or any shores in fact, is abhorrent and it shouldn't happen. And we are determined to do all we can in our power, both as an individual agency, but also working with our partners to prevent criminality and most certainly any further deaths of women and girls.
That was Detective Chief Superintendent Anthony McNally of the PSNI. And if you've been affected by this story, there are places that can help. You'll find a full list on rte.ie/helpline.